祷告之前，我们来看一段圣经。
Before we pray, let us read the passage.
罗马书十二章。
Please read Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。第二节。
2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心里更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。这两节圣经节是保罗被圣灵感动对我们的勉励。
These two verses are encouragements from Paul through the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那这两节圣经节不能够分开来看。
These two verses should not be discussed separately.
第一节是在讲我们要献身。
The first verse tells us that we need to offer our bodies.
第二节是讲我们要献心。
And in verse 2, we need to offer our hearts.
那一个人要服侍神，这两种奉献都是需要的。
And if a person wishes to serve God, he must offer himself in these two aspects.
好，我们先说，如果一个人献身，但是他没有献心。
If a person only offers his body but not his heart,
会发生什么事情？
What would the consequence be?
我发现他是用自己的意思在做事情。
He would be doing things according to his own will.
那在教会里面越热心，问题越多。
And if that's the case, the more he is fervent in church, the more problems he may create.
对，他花出很多的时间要来教会服侍神。
He may be spending a lot of time in church to serve God.
哦，他有他的理想，他有他的计划。
And he has his own plans and his ideals.
哦，但是他并没有在管神要他做什么。
But he does not ask what God wants him to do.
哦，他只想说，我感觉到教会需要什么。
He only does things as he sees that, but he thinks what the church needs.
那么这样下来，我们发现，因为我们所做的常常跟神要我们做的不一样。
And oftentimes, he would do things that are, not pleasing to God's will.
啊，所以我发现有时候我们的服事可能会引起教会一些问题。
And because of that, many problems are created in the church.
啊，因此这个第一节说我们要将身体献上当作活祭。
Verse 1 tells us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
啊，古代的献祭都是杀死的，就是死掉了。
Sacrifices in the Old Testament were offered after they were killed.
那现在的献祭是活的。
But the sacrifice today is living.
啊，就是在你年轻力壮啊，很有精神，很有体力的时候，能够奉献自己为神做，这做工，这是活祭。
When you're still young and energetic, if you could offer yourself to God, then that would be a living sacrifice.
那这在神面前是蒙喜悦的。
And this is pleasing to God.
啊，我们这样来侍奉神也是理所当然的。
And this is a reasonable act of worship.
那献活祭不是每个人都要奉献自己成为全时间的工人。
Offering our bodies does not necessarily mean that we dedicate ourselves to be full-time ministers.
圣经里面有很多的人他是代职的侍奉。
There are many characters in the Bible that serve part-time.
啊，他有他自己的职业，但是他的目标还是在服侍神。
While they have their own occupations in the world, their objective is still to serve God.
哦，所以如果我们了解神的呼召啊，我们应当奉献自己全时间来服侍神。
Once we have heard the calling of God, we should dedicate ourselves to serve Him.
如果我们明白神是要叫我们啊代职来奉献，那我们就应该这样在做。
However, if we think that God wants us to work part-time for Him, we should do that too.
啊，不管怎样，每一个人在人生当中都要以服侍主啊来做我们人生的目标。
But in either case, everyone needs to set serving God as our goal in life.
如果大家有这个目标，教会就会产生很大的力量。
If every member in church has that goal, then the church will be strong.
所以保罗说，这是以神的慈悲来劝我们。
Therefore, Paul urges us in view of God's mercy.
神原来对我们是有权柄的。
God, in fact, has authority over us.
因为我们一切都是从他来的。
Because he has given us everything.
我们的生命都是他给的。
Even our lives.
我们所有一切都是从神来的。
And everything we own comes from God.
如果神不愿意，我们一毛钱也赚不到。
Unless it is God's will, we cannot earn even a penny.
如果神不愿意，我们身体就没有健康了。
If it is not God's will, we cannot have good health.
所以今天的我们是因为神愿意，是蒙他的恩典。
So the fact that we're still living today is all because of God's grace and mercy.
所以神原来是可以用他的权柄来命令我们。
God could have commanded us by his sovereignty.
但是神并没有这样做。
But he does not do that.
所以保罗说，以神的慈悲来劝我们。
And Paul urges us in view of God's mercy.
他就是希望用神的爱来感动我们。
He's hoping that God's love will motivate us.
使我们从心里面产生一种自动自发来奉献，这个才是可贵的。
So that out of the willingness of our hearts, we will dedicate ourselves, and that offering will be pleasing to God.
因为神所看是人里面有一颗奉献的心，爱主的心。这样产生一种奉献的行动。
God looks for a heart of dedication and a heart of love for Him, which produce the act of sacrifice.
那么这种从神的慈爱感动而将身体献上，是最美的。
And such offering that is motivated by the love of God is the most beautiful sacrifice.
是神所喜悦的。
And it pleases God.
那第二个阶段
，The second stage
要查验神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Is to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
我们看圣经里面的一些属灵的人物。
Just look at some of the saints in the Bible.
他们在生活当中都是摆神摆在前面。
They always put God first in their lives.
真的是让神来引导他的服事。
They allow God to guide them and lead them.
那这种服事在神面前就非常的美。
So such service would please the Lord.
因此我们在教会里面做事情。
When we serve in the church.
因为每一个人都有圣灵。
Since every one of us has received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们做的是不是神的旨意？有时候，信徒也大家都会感觉得到。
Oftentimes members can be moved and understand what the Holy Spirit's will is.
如果我们所做的是神的旨意，
if what we do is God's will,
有时候虽然跟大家意见不一样，
sometimes we may have differences of opinions.
但是经过祷告之后，大家会觉得我们的是对的。
But after prayer, in unity, we will come to a consensus.
那我们在教会里面就产生一种带领作用。
And then our opinions will be accepted, and we canlead the congregation.
因为我们是带领他们归向神。
And we are leading members of the church to God.
那反过来讲。
On the contrary,
如果我们在教会里面带领教会是用自己的意思做事。
If we being leaders in the church do things according to our plans,
我没有在祷告。
And we don't make any prayers.
那信徒里面很多人常常在祷告。
Whereas the members in the congregation pray very often.
他不会觉得圣灵里面有这种感动。
And they are not moved by the Spirit to agree with us.
结果虽然我们在带领教会得不到共鸣。
Even though we are leaders in the church, congregation cannot agree with us.
那我们在带领教会就不是在神的旨意下在做事情。
Then we will not be leading the congregation under the will of God.
或者每一个青年，我们在带领我们的青年班。
Let's say we are religious education teachers.
我们在带领我们的宗教教育也是一样。
And this also applies to.
如果我们能够明白神的旨意来做。
If we can do things according to God's will.
我们所做的工会得到神的祝福。
Then our work will be blessed.
我们的服事就有果效。
And our service will be fruitful.
如果我们照自己的意思来做。
But if we do things according to our plans,
常常我们服事产生不了果效。
Our service may often be fruitless,
引起教会的混乱。
And instead creates chaos in the church.
因此这个心意更新变化来体验神的旨意非常重要。
Therefore, it is very critical to be transformed by the renewing of our mind and test God's will.
而今天不是我们从教会得到一个职分，我们就可以领导教会。
So just because we have received a title in the church, we can serve God.
只有当我们站在跟神同一边的时候，我们才有办法领导教会。
Only if we have been able to stand on God's side, can we lead the church.
如果我们在教会里面有一个职分，但是我们没有站在神那边，我们还是没有办法带领。
If we only carry a title in the church without standing on God's side, we fail as leaders.
所以在教会里面做圣工，不是头衔在领导。
So when you lead the congregation, you do not do so with your title.
我们在教会里面做圣工是灵修灵性在领导。
Rather, we lead the congregation with our spiritual virtues.
因为灵性越高的人越靠近神。
The more spiritual a person is, the closer he is to God.
越明白神的心意。
And the more he understands God's will.
越有神的同在。
And the more God abides with him.
所以他能够领导。
And that makes him a good leader.
那这样这个教会才会往前走。
And if that's the case, the church will march forward.
如果用头衔领导，没有灵性在领导。
But if the leaders only exercise their authority with their titles,
那我们发现领导者所要带领的方向，会众不愿意走。
Then the congregation would be reluctant to follow the directions of the leaders.
那么这种领导到最后反而带给教会的混乱。
And such leadership would eventually cause more problems in church.
所以这个第二节才说要心意更新来查验神的旨意。
That is why verse 2 tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind and test what God's will is.
我们看摩西在带领以色列百姓出埃及。
Look at how Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
这个里面经过很多的困难。
They went through many problems.
好像要过红海。
Take the crossing of the Red Sea, for example.
前面后面都有阻碍。
There were obstacles in front and there were armies in the back.
但是因为这个是神要他走的。
But God wanted them to cross the Red Sea.
所以在最关键的时候，神就显出他同在的证明。
Therefore, at the most critical moment, God showed a great miracle by parting the sea.
所以以色列百姓再一次体验到，对，这个虽然是困难，但是我们看到神在带领。
So the Israelites realized that although there was an obstacle, God was leading them.
那么到了旷野，
when they reached the wilderness,
没有东西吃，
they did not have any food.
那这个是神要他们走的路啊。
But walking in the wilderness was God's will.
所以神要负责。
So God had to be responsible.
因此他祷告， 玛拿就降下来。
Therefore, as soon as Moses prayed, manna came down.
因此再一次又显明， 这个是神要他走的道路。
Again, they tested and knew that that was God's will.
在每一次困难， 以色列百姓都要反抗。
Whenever the Israelites encountered difficulties, they grumbled.
但在每一次困难里面， 神都显一个证明， 证明说这个是神的旨意。
However, with every difficulty, God gave him a sign to prove that it was his will.
所以到最后他们也跟着走了。
So the Israelites went accordingly.
那我们再看使徒教会也是一样。
This is the same with the apostolic church.
好像腓力在撒玛利亚传福音。
Take Philip, for example, who was preaching in Samaria.
神跟他同工。
God worked with him.
忽然间圣灵感动他要去旷野。
And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit drove him to the wilderness.
他也不晓得要做什么。
He did not know what he was going to do.
去到那里才遇到一个安提阿伯的太监。
But when he arrived, he met the Ethiopian eunuch.
原来神是要他拯救这一个人。
Then he realized that God wanted to save that eunuch.
做伊索比亚的第一个种子。
And that became the first seed in Ethiopia.
那么当圣灵感动他这样做的时候，已经超乎了人的推想了。
And when he was driven by the Holy Spirit, it was beyond his own understanding.
这里工作正多，你不做，你跑到旷野没有人的地方。
There were many much work to do in Samaria, but he was driven to the wilderness.
但是那个是神要他做的。
But that was what God wanted him to do.
那我们再看《使徒行传》第10章，哥尼流信主。
Let's look at the example of the conversion of Cornelius.
哥尼流在祷告，看到异象。
When Cornelius was praying, he saw a vision.
叫他去请彼得来。
He was told to send for Peter.
彼得在祷告。
And Peter was also praying.
看到异象。
He saw a vision.
说不洁净的可以再来试。
and he was asked to eat unclean things.
那这两个意象合起来就证明神已经要拣选外邦人了。
These two visions combined showed that God wanted to choose the Gentiles.
虽然当时的犹太人极力的反对。
Although the Jewish people at that time were in strong opposition.
那个反对是因为传统的观念。
And that opposition came from their traditional mind.
但是神的旨意是要救外邦人。
But it was God's will to save the Gentiles.
啊，所以他就去了。
So Peter went.
啊，结果神跟他同工。
And God worked with him.
在听到的时候，圣灵就降下来。
While they were still listening to the word, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
所以救恩的门就传到了外邦了。
Therefore, the door of salvation was opened to the Gentiles.
所以使徒行传好多好多的例子都证明神亲自在带领。
There are countless other examples in Acts that show the guidance of God in the church.
因此，今天我们回到了各教会。
So when we go back to our local churches,
啊，可能将来我们越来会被神所用，在教会里面负担越来越重要的圣工。
We may become more useful in the church and shoulder up more important work in the church.
重要的不是我想在教会做什么。
What is most important is not what we want to do in the church.
重要的是神要我在这里做什么。
But the most important thing to ask is what does God want me to do here?
那这并不是说我们不能够有一个理想，我想要在做什么。
That doesn't mean that we shouldn't do any planning.
而是说，当我想要在做教会做什么的时候，我需要跪下来求神，是不是他要我这样做
？But rather, whenever we have a plan in mind, we should kneel before God and ask Him, "Is this Your will?"
那如果我们的计划跟神的旨意一样
，If our plan conforms with the will of God,
我们的工作会得到神的祝福。
Then God will bless our work.
我们的教会就会往前走。
And our church will improve and progress.
因为我们是走在神的道路上。
It's because we walk on God's way.
那这一点是非常重要，但是也常常被忽略了。
This is a very important understanding, but it is often neglected.
哦，我们常常在这个世界上在做事情。
We have social commitments in the world.
都是用理性在判断事情。
And in our professions, we always do things with our logic.
哦，所以有理性的计划，然后有理性的方法，到最后就推出去了。
We plan things logically, and we execute our plans logically.
所以我们在世界上做事情基本上是没有神的。
So in worldly professions, we do things without God in the picture.
但是我们在教会做生活就不太一样。
But this wouldn't be true in the church.
基本上是我们是为神而做。
We work for God.
神是主人。
God is our boss.
我们是仆人。
And we are His servants.
所以最后的决定是他，不是我们。
He has the last say, not us.
哦，所以我们要查验神的旨意。
We need to test and understand God's will.
使我们的服事能够照着神的旨意来做。
So that our service can be done according to His will.
因此我们的服事能够产生正面的果效。
Then our service will have positive results.
对教会有造就。
And we will edify the church.
我们自己将来在天国也有赏赐。
And in the future, we will also receive reward.
因此一个人献身热心做工，还要加上献心完全顺服神。
So a person not only needs to offer his body and work for God, he also needs to offer his heart and mind.
这样这两个合起来。
Then when with these two combined,
这个教会里面就有很多非常有力量的工人。
The workers in the church will be very powerful.
圣工就会发展。
And the holy work will prosper.
那要查验神的旨意非常重要的方法就是要求圣灵的带领。
And the most important way to test and approve God's will is to pray for the guidance of the Spirit.
而有时候我们在教会里面看到有的人好热心的但是没有祷告很危险。
We often see people who are very fervent in church but never pray.
每一次开会意见很多但在生活都没有在祷告很危险。
They speak a lot during meetings but they never pray at home and that is very dangerous.
因为一个人没有被圣灵感动在教会发表太多意见常常是自己的意思。
If a person is not moved by the Spirit and speaks a lot in church, he speaks from his own will.
那意见越多教会越乱。
And the more he has opinions, the more he causes problems in the church.
如果每一个人都热心祷告
But if everyone commits himself to prayer,
那么大家到最后发表的意见会归于同一个意见 一个方向。
Then everyone's opinions will come to one view and understanding.
所以经过热烈祷告之后
So after a fervent prayer,
经过讨论之后
And after a discussion,
常常会出现一个共同的结论。
We will arrive at the same conclusion.
因为有一个圣灵在感动。
It is because we are moved by the same spirit.
但是如果大家都一直在想意见，没有祷告。
But if all of us keep coming up with ideas and never pray,
你会发现会开完以后,
then after the meeting is over,
整个教会乱糟糟,
then the church is totally at a loss without any direction.
哇,
it is because we are not guided by the Spirit.
里面的人没有祷告, 只想意见, 不讲祷告, 不想听, 不想去查验神要我们怎么做。
We never pray and test and approve what God's will is.
每一个人只照自己的意思要在教会里面怎么做。
We only try to do things according to what we have in mind.
到最后问题出来反而使教会散掉。
And eventually we will cause even divisions in the church.
所以我们在教会做圣工, 非常重要, 要明白神要我们做什么。
Therefore, it's extremely important as we work in the church to understand what God's will is.
神要我们怎么做?
What does God want us to do and how does God want us to do it?
那就每一个人要祷告。
That will require that every one of us pray.
这样我们教会一定会越来越发展。
Then the church will definitely progress.
我们现在